Imagine raising $3 million for your dream startup,
A
right?
huge moment.
Yeah, but then you realize that 80% of it is just going to like vaporize into engineering payroll before you've even confirmed anyone wants to buy your product.
Oh, it's a nightmare. You're practically bankrupt before you even launch.
Exactly. And that is the financial death trap a staggering number of founders are walking right into right now in 2026. Welcome to this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Whether you're prepping to launch a startup, trying to optimize your company's tech budget, or just insanely curious about how software actually gets built in 2026, this is for you.
It really is. The landscape has totally changed.
So true. Today, we're taking a hard look at a recent April 2026 industry guide from the Technogean team. It's specifically targeting CTOs and founders in the Los Angeles and Silicon Beach area.
Yeah, and the mission today is to explore this massive shift in how tech companies are building products.
Right, because we are moving away from the old extremes, you know, the whole hire everyone locally or outsource everything overseas debate.
Completely. We're unpacking a new 2026 standard that is actually shipping 40 to 55% faster.
And at up to 60% lower cost, which is just wild. Okay, let's unpack this. Before we can understand the new hybrid model, we really have to establish exactly why the traditional methods of building software are just financially and operationally collapsing in 2026.
Yeah, because for the last decade, founders have been trapped in this brutal binary choice.
Right. It's like, let's use a building a house analogy. Doing it entirely onshore, that's like hiring builders who demand solid gold bricks for the foundation.
I love that analogy.
I mean, it's a beautiful foundation, right? But you run out of money before the roof is even on.
Exactly. If you look at the hard numbers from the text, the onshore crisis is very real. A single senior full-stack developer in LA right now costs what, $150,000 to $210,000 just in base salary.
Just base, that doesn't even factor in the realities of actually employing them.
Right. You have to layer on up to $45,000 in healthcare retirement benefits.
Plus the recruiting fees, which are insane.
Yeah. So a lean five-person engineering team onshore, you're easily draining $1.2 to $1.6 million annually.
Which fundamentally breaks the business model for a seed stage startup. I mean, if you raise $2 to $5 million and blow 80% of your runway on payroll, you have zero room to pivot.
And you almost always need to pivot. Your first product hypothesis is usually wrong.
Right. But if your cash is gone, you die before you figure out what the market actually wants.
Which leads to the other extreme, right? The offshore illusion.
Yes, the I'll just hire someone for 20 bucks an hour strategy.
Yeah.
To go back to the halves analogy, going pure offshore is like buying the cheap labor, but discovering they built the staircase upside down.
Because they couldn't read your blueprints.
Exactly, and they were hammering nails while you were asleep. Walk us through the hidden costs there, because on paper, $20 to $50 an hour looks
It
amazing.
looks so clean on a spreadsheet. But the source highlights the hidden costs that destroy that savings. You're dealing with a 10 to 12 hour time zone gap.
Which means massive context loss.
Exactly. And cultural misalignment. The offshore team hits a roadblock while you're asleep in LA. They can't ask for clarification, so they guess.
And they guess wrong.
Right. They spend 8 hours building in the completely wrong direction.
So you wake up, pour your coffee, look at the work, and realize you have to spend your whole morning unraveling a mess. You aren't a founder anymore, you're just debugging miscommunications.
Yeah, you become a full-time asynchronous project manager.
And there's a devastating statistic from the text here. Pure offshore often takes 60% more calendar time due to rework,
Yeah, 60% more time.
which completely vaporizes the initial 60% cost savings. You end up paying for them to build it wrong and then paying them to fix it.
While your competitors are just moving faster and stealing your market share.
So pure onshore bankrupts you, and pure offshore drowns you in rework. The natural evolution is obviously the hybrid development team, but how does it actually function without just falling into the same old traps?
Well, what's fascinating here is the fundamental paradigm shift about who the most important person on the team actually is.
Okay.
Historically, we've idealized the highest level coder, the person typing the most algorithms the fastest. But in this hybrid model, it's the person making the architectural trade-offs.
Wait, if my team is distributed all over the world, who is actually making sure my app doesn't crash on launch day?
That's where the Technogean hybrid advantage model comes in. You have a tiny onshore pod,
Like, how tiny?
1 to 3 people, usually a local, maybe Irvine-based or LA-based senior architect.
Okay, so they're local.
Yes. And they own the product strategy, the API contract specification, and all the quality gates. They actually attend your local standups face to face.
Oh, nice.
Meanwhile, a distributed team of 5 to 15 engineers handles the heavy lifting of the actual implementation.
So as a founder, you get that local accountability. You have a real person you can meet for coffee who understands your business context.
Exactly. But you still get the volume throughput of a global team.
And quality is enforced by, well, by rigorous process, right? Not just because someone is sitting at the desk next to you.
Right. The text calls it contract first specification.
Yeah. Let's clarify what an API contract specification is for the listeners. Think of it like highly detailed plumbing schematics.
Perfect analogy.
The local onshore architect decides exactly where every pipe goes, what the water pressure needs to be, all of that. The distributed team is just the crew soldering the pipes. They don't guess, they just follow the schematic.
Flawlessly. Every piece of code is validated against that contract. It removes all that asynchronous guesswork.
But distributed teams aren't inherently new, right? The source notes that 92% of G2000 companies outsource. So why is this specific hybrid model dominating Silicon Beach right now in 2026?
Because of the tools available now.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
It does. The true differentiator today is AI native engineering velocity. Distributed execution is now being amplified by AI coding tools.
Yeah, the data on this is wild. AI is now writing 40 to 60% of the mechanical code.
Right, and we should define mechanical code. It's the boilerplate, the CRU operations, you know, create, read, update, delete, plus test generation.
It's the repetitive stuff that used to eat up half a developer's week. Mm-hmm. I compare this to the invention of the power drill for carpenters.
Oh, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. Like before the power drill, a carpenter spent so much time just turning screws by hand. It didn't require their high-level craftsmanship, just their time.
And AI is the power drill.
Exactly. The human engineers are no longer turning screws by hand. They're just guiding the tool, which lets them focus strictly on complex logic and architecture.
And because of that, a distributed team of 8 engineers can suddenly produce the output that used to require 12 to 15 people.
Which explains that Gartner's stat from the source AI native teams are shipping 40 to 55% more features per sprint.
It completely changes the math on human capital.
It really does. But, you know, the theory sounds incredible and the AI tech is super flashy. But I'm sure you are listening to this wondering, what does this actually look like for my budget and my company's security?
Security is always the first question.
Right. I'm looking at regulated industries like healthcare or finance. If I use a distributed team, aren't I risking a massive HEPA or FinOA compliance violation?
It's a valid fear, but the hybrid model solves this perfectly. According to the text, all compliance, data governance, and security architecture decisions are handled exclusively by the local onshore architect.
So the local person locks it down?
Yes. They design the security framework. The distributed teams work within strict security sandboxes. They never have direct access to production data or protected health information.
Oh, wow. So they're building the functionality, but they never actually see a real patient's name or bank routing number.
Exactly. They use mock data. The local architect sets up automated security checks in the pipeline.
That is a massive relief. Okay, let's walk through the actual cost breakdown. The source outlines a typical 6 to 12 week MVP engagement.
Yeah, the minimum viable product.
Right. So full onshore, that's the highest cost. You're looking at $180,000 to $350,000.
Very expensive.
Then you have full offshore. Starts at $60,000 on paper.
But it inflates. Because of the management burden and all that rework, the effective cost actually hits $80,000 to $190,000.
You suffer all the time zone headaches and still pay nearly $200,000. But the Technegian hybrid advantage...
That lands right in the sweet spot of $60,000 to $150,000.
So it's cheaper than both the effective offshore cost and the onshore cost.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, founders are getting fixed price contracts based on that agreed API specification.
Which is huge. No open-ended hourly billing where a slow developer drains your bank account.
Exactly. No hourly billing, no scope debates. Plus, they use a standardized stack, like .NET 8 and React TypeScript.
Oh, right. So any competent engineer can jump in. You aren't held hostage by one developer's weird custom code.
Yeah, it's highly standardized. And they do a one-week discovery sprint to map it all out. It removes all the terrifying financial guesswork for startups.
It really makes it an industrialized process rather than some artisanal, unpredictable craft. So what does this all mean for you?
Well, the takeaway is clear.
Yeah, the startup talent war in 2026 isn't being won by paying the highest LA salaries. And it's definitely not won by finding the cheapest offshore hourly rate.
No, it's won by concentrating your expensive senior judgment locally and leveraging AI-amplified distributed teams for the execution.
You secure the strategy of a local CTO and the speed of a global machine. It's the only way to survive.
But, you know, there's a thought from the text's data that we should really consider as we wrap up.
Oh.
The text notes that AI is already writing 40 to 60% of mechanical code, right?
Yeah.
Enabling an 8-person distributed team to do the work of 15.
Yeah, it's a massive jump.
But if that AI percentage climbs to 80 or 90% in the next few years, does the distributed human team eventually shrink to zero?
Wait, really? Just zero?
Think about it. Could the future hybrid model simply be you, one local architect, and an AI workforce?
Oh, wow. That is, and I mean, if the mechanics of software costs zero, then code becomes a commodity. Human insight becomes the only premium.
Exactly. It's something to think about.
Definitely something to mull over. Well, we want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive today. Keep questioning the status quo of how things are built, and we will catch you next time.